I'm continuing my series of sonnets on the saying of Jesus. In this one, I'm reflecting on that saying, I am the door of the sheepfold. And partly remembering a commentary I read once to say that when they took the sheep to the high pastures and built a round shelter for them up in those high places, there'd be a gap that the sheep could get through, and then when they were safely in, the shepherd himself would lay down his body across that gap so he would protect them and know who was coming and going. So that enters into this a little bit, as well as reflection on some of the other doors, closed or unopened, in the scriptures. I am the door of the sheepfold. Not one that's gently hinged or deftly hung, not like the ones you planed at Joseph's place, not like the well-oiled openings that swung so easily for Pilate's practiced pace, not like the ones that closed in Mary's face from house to house in brimming Bethlehem, not like the one that no man may assail, the dreadful curtain, the forbidding veil that waits your breaking in Jerusalem. Not one you made, but one you have become, load-bearing, balancing, a weighted beam to bridge the gap, to bring us within reach of your high pasture, calling us by name. You lay your body down across the breach, yourself, the door that opens into home.